There is once a companion of our sixth Imam who asks him this title of Az-Zahra, the Radiant One. Why is it that we call Fatima Az-Zahra? The Imam alayhi salam explains with such a beautiful phrase. He says that when this lady would stand in her mihrab, she had one area of the room dedicated only for her worship. When this great lady, this great mother of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, would stand in prayer in her mihrab, the Imam explains, Zahara nuruha li ahli samai kama yazharu nurul kawakibi li ahli al-arab. Her light would radiate to the people of the earth the same way that the light of the stars radiates to the people of the earth. Her light would radiate to the people of the skies the same way that the light of the stars radiates to the people of the earth. In a dark night, you can see the stars when you go out away from the city, how bright they are. The same way in the spiritual world, the ibadah of Sayyida Fatima would be something that the people of the skies would be in wonder of. It is an honor for us. It is a ni'mah for us to be able to gather together to remember this great lady. Not everyone has this opportunity. And we have to take advantage of the occasion. I remember some years back as I had the opportunity to be walking in the streets of the holy city of Qum during this time period. You know, in such cities, the whole city changes when such an occasion comes. It's not just a matter of one center in one small corner of the city. The whole city transforms. And the environment is one that you cannot help but to be grieved by walking in the streets. And by the way, that is one of the reasons why it is important for us to make the effort to try to come and be present in these gatherings and not just rely on an internet feed. If that's the only thing we can do, then that's better than nothing. But when possible, we should try to come and be in person and participate, because there's so much more than just the words that are spoken. Anyhow, I was walking through the streets and they do a good job of putting banners up. They talk about different aspects of the occasion. This time I happened to come across a very beautiful banner where they had quoted Ayatollah Khamenei, Hafidhahullah, regarding Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra. What he says is the following. He says that Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra throughout history has been an angel of a savior angel for the entirety of humanity. Meaning, as we go throughout the ages, this one personality has been there for the people who want her to be there for her. And she has been a savior for them. In those words, I found a lot of wisdom and a lot of hope and a lot of consolation as well too, because we are facing difficulties. Typically, there are things that are bothering us, challenges that we're facing, things we want to accomplish. This is the time to reach out and do tawassul to that great personality that Allah has given us. That lady, that Sayyida. And inshallah, all of our needs will be answered by her. نحن أبناء البتول عن خطاها لن نزول ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا يا فاطمة